This is the Daf Yomi, Masechta Review, Masechta Zvachim, tape number 1. This review is only meant for people who learn Daf Yomi on a regular basis or those who have learned through the Masechta. It is the goal of this review to be as accurate as possible in summarizing the highlights and key klolim of the Masechta. However, it is possible that on occasion something will not be reflected correctly.
Subscription information, call us toll-free at 1-888-DAF-YOMI or write Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Marasnecha Bas Reb Yaakov Bir Zichrono Levracha. Our Maggid Shir is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
We are now beginning Be'ezras Hashem, Seder Kachim, which begins with Masechta Zvachim. Several Midrashim teach us that nowadays, because we have no Beis Hamikdash, by learning the different halachas of Karbanos, it's as if we are bringing Karbanos. So therefore, it's very important to learn Zvachim, Menachos, and so on. The purpose and the reason we do that is because Hashem accepts one study of Karbanos and forgives a person's Averis as if he actually brought a carbon. This is one of the many reasons that we learn these mesechtas even nowadays. Even though it's not really nageya, because these are of inyanim that have to do with karbanos brought in the Beis Hamikdash, nonetheless, we still learn it today anyways, because it can help bring about a kapara for the things that we cannot bring a carbon for. This mesechta, mesechta Zvachim, deals with the karbanos, the sacrifices which were brought in the form of behemoths, larger animals, and ifas. In the next Masechta, Masechta Menachos, we'll deal with these Menachos. These are karbanos that are brought in the form of flour. There are 7 Zvachim, as by way of background. 3 of them are what we call Kodshe Kachim. This includes the Oila, the Chatas, and the Asham. In addition, we have 4 karbanos, which are called Kachim Kalim. These are karbanos which are of lower status. And in the 5th parak, parak Ezuhu Makayman, we'll discuss the differences between Kachim Kachim and Kachim Kalim. The 4 Kachim Kalim include Shlomim, which also includes the Toida, the Bechor, Meiser Behema, and Karban Pesach. Now let's give a brief introduction to each of the individual, of the major Karbanos. Again, this is Masechta Zvachim, and here we talk about animals. Later on we'll talk about the next Masechta Menachos, which is flour, usually mixed with olive oil, and levaina, which is frankincense. But the zvachim, the major zvachim, include the oila, as we mentioned before. No one eats any of the oila. This is usually a male animal or a male or female bird. And there are different types of oilas. One is the oilas tzibor. This includes anything that's done for the tzibor in general. And this, the famous ones include the tamid, which was brought every day, the tamid shel shachar and the tamid shel bein arba'im. The karban oila of musaf, which is brought every Yontiv, or Shchaydish, and on Shabbos, and the Shigagas Hayras Bezdin for Avodah Zarah. If Bezdin made a mistake in a Psak, and everybody went and people went and did the Avera, if the Psak was related to Avodah Zarah, then the Tzibor brought the Oilas Tzibor. There's also such a thing as an Oilas Yachid. This is an Oil that's brought by an individual person, and again, no one eats any of it, but these are brought by a Nazir, by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, and an Oilas Nedava. The second major type of carbon is called a carbon chatas. Certain parts of this carbon are burnt on the mizbeach, and the rest of the carbon is eaten. Some are only eaten by kahanim. There are 14 types of carbon chatas, and they're generally brought if a person wants forgiveness for an avera that he did. 2 specific ones that we'll mention here are the chatas kavua, which is done for any avera, which if done bemezid, there is a chi of karas. But if it's done b'shaygig, there is a chi of chatas. Zedainai karas, v'shigigasai chatas. Whenever we say that expression, the shigigasai chatas is referring to this carbon chatas that is brought if it's done b'shaygig. The second one is a shigigas hayras bezdin, which is the parhelim dover shel tzibor. If the bezdin hagadol issues an incorrect psak via unanimous decision, and it's for something other than avodah zarah, then they bring a carbon chatas. The third major carbon, which is the final carbon of the Kodshe Kachim, is called an Asham. This is an animal brought by a private person to atone for specific types of averus that have to bring this korban asham. For example, asham gezelus. This is if a person made a false oath that he doesn't owe money, but later on we find out that he does owe money, then he brings a korban asham. In terms of the major korbanos, which are called kachim kalim, we have the shlomim, and this is a korban where certain parts are burnt on the mizbech and the rest of the korban is eaten. These are only animals, but they're never birds. And these are usually privately brought by people just simply to thank Hashem for something that may have happened to them. And one of those is called a shalmei simcha. And a variation on a korban shlomim is called a toida. And this is a thanksgiving offering. For example, if someone is saved from a dangerous situation, they bring a korban toida. Finally, as we mentioned, the other korbanos are a bichor, Meiser Behema, and Karban Pesach. In bringing a karban, a zevach, there are four avoidas necessary in order to bring this karban. The first avoida is shchita. This means actually shechting and killing the animal. The second avoida is called kabbalas hadam. This means being mekabel, capturing the blood after the animal is shechted, and the blood comes out from the animal, the kabbalah, the actual capturing of the blood into a keli, that's the second avoida. The third avoida is called haylacha. This means carrying. The kayin takes this blood, which is now in this clay sharis, and he carries it over to the mizbech. And finally, the fourth avoida is called zrika. This is the sprinkling of the blood onto the mizbech. Shchita, which is the first of the avoidas, that can be done by anyone. Anyone who is roi, who knows how to do shchita, can do the shchita. However, the other three steps, the kabbalah, haylacha, and zrika, must only be done by a kayin. Zvachim can only be shechted by day, not by night, and the zrika must be done on the day of the shechita. All zvachim, except the oila, can be eaten. Asham and chatas can only be eaten by kohanim in the azara, and on the day, and then the following night. Kachim kalim can be eaten by the owner in Yerushalayim for 2 days and one night. And the karban pesach can only be eaten on the night of Pesach. Any meat which is left over after the zman, meaning that if it's a asham or a chatas, which of course can only be eaten by the kohanim and the azara, it can only be eaten for that day and the following night, while kachim kalim can be eaten by the owner in Yerushalayim for 2 days and one night. But let's say meat is left over after this man. For example, kachim kalim after the 2 days and one night, this meat is called noiser. And if a person eats it after this man, in other words, they eat it what we call chutz lizman, then they're chayev karis. Any meat which is taken chutzlim kaimai. We mentioned before that kachim have to be eaten in the Azara and kachim kalim have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. But let's say a person takes the meat outside of one of these areas. Then it becomes pasal and it becomes usur to eat. If kachim were taken outside of the Azara before the Zrika, then the whole karban is pasal. If someone in doing one of these four steps has in mind to eat it shaloi bizmane, he says, you know, when he's doing one of the avodas is being done, he thinks to himself, you know what, instead of eating it within the 2 days, I'm going to eat it on the fourth day. If the person has that in mind, the karban becomes pigul, and therefore if a person eats it, he's chayav karis. If a person has kavana to eat it, chutzlim kaimai, to eat it outside of the proper place, then there is no chayav karis, there's just a lav, but the karban becomes pasul. Finally, all these four steps must be done with the correct kavana, to do it lishma. For example, if a person is bringing an oila, there has to be special kavana that it's being done l'shem oila. And now let us begin Masechta Zvachim from the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amar Aleph. Any karban that was shechted shaloi lishman, meaning that it was an oila shechted with a kavana, for example, to be a shlomim, it's kosher as a karban, but the one who brought it gets no credit for it. So the karban doesn't discharge the bialim from his chiv, and he would have to bring a second karban to take care of his chiyuv. Except for karban pesach and achatas, where if they were shechted shaloi lishma, they're pasul completely. And this psul of karban pesach is only during the zman shechita, i.e. after chatzos on erev pesach. But if a pesach is shechted shaloi bizman, then it automatically has a din of shlomim, because it's not kosher as a karban pesach, but it has a din of shlomim, then it would still be a good karban. Rabbi Eliezer says, even a karban asham, which was shechted shalei lishma, is completely pasul, since an asham is similar to a chatas. Both are brought to be mechaper for a chait. Shimon Achi Azaria said, if someone shechts a karban shalei lishma to have it brought as a karban with a higher kedusha, then it's still kosher. For example, he was bringing kachim kalim, but he had kavana for kachim kachim. Now, he was called Shimon Achi Azariah, since he had a Yisachar Zvulun deal with his brother Azariah. So Azariah also got credit for his learning Torah. This Azariah, by the way, was the father of Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, the famous Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. Taisus asks, how can we compare an Asham to a Chatas? Since Ashams are also brought for Chataim, what about the Asham brought for Yoledes? That has nothing to do with Chait. How can you say both have to do with Chataim? The Yoledes has nothing to do with Chait. Taisus answers, since Raiv of Ashams are brought for Chataim, it can be compared to a Chatas. The Rambam in Perush HaMishnayis is medayik from the words in our Mishnah of Loi Olu Lebailim, that the psul of Shalai Lishman only applies to a Karban Yachid. But regarding a Karban Sibor, a Kavana of Shalai Lishman, which is referring to Shinui Kaidish, doesn't passel it. The Karen Ira asks on this from a later Gemara, which seems to indicate that a Karban Sibor is equal to a Karban Yachid. We should mention there is a Machlekes Rishainim as to what extent does one's Kavana have to go in order to instigate this psul of Shalai Lishman. Rashi and the Rambam hold that to be pasel, one must specifically have in mind the kavana of Karban Acher. For example, one brings a chatas and has a specific kavana for a shlamim. The Rach and the Meiri in Psachim, Daf Ayin Aleph, say that he only has to not have kavana for what he is bringing. For example, he's bringing a chatas, but doesn't have kavana for a chatas. But it isn't necessary to have kavana for a Karban Acher specifically. It's already pasel. The Brisker Rav, as is brought in the Chidushei HaGriz, declares a hakira regarding the psul of Shalai Lishman. Is it that it's pasul because there is a lacking of lishma for the karban, or do we say that be'emes stama lishma, but since he had a machshava of Shalai Lishma, he pasuls just like a bad machshava of pigul pasuls? This would explain the machlekes rishayim before, between the Rashi and the Rambam, and the Rach and the Meiri. And now let's begin the Gemara. Why does the Mishnah have to write Ella Shalai Olu Lebailim L'Shem Chayva? Why do we need the addition of the word Ella? And Rashi says, from Psachim, Daf Gimel, Li'olam Yishana Adam L'Talmidai Derech Ktzara. A person should say something in the shortest language as possible. So why do we need the word Ella? Our answer is the Mishnah wants to teach us that even if you did one of the four Avodas Shalai Lishma, you still must continue and do the other three Avodas Lishma. And just because you did one Shalai Lishma doesn't allow you to do the rest of them Shalai Lishma. The Gemara says a neder is different from an adava. A neder is when a person says hare alai, while an adava is when a person says hare zu. He's makdish a specific carbon. The reason a person has to have lishma by a carbon is learned from the lav in the pasuk of loy yechashev. The Gemara says by get, we also have a requirement of lishma, but if it was written for a different woman who has the same name, or it was written stam, for example, it was written for any leah, it's also pasul since stama pasul begin. This is because stama isha lav legerishin I met us. The general chazaka is that stam, a married woman, isn't waiting for a divorce. Mash einkein by zvachim, stama, i.e. no specific kavana lishma, may still be kasher. If a person shechted a karban with two kavanas, one lishma and one shalai lishma, for example, he had a karban pesach, first he had a kavana lishma for a pesach, and then he had kavana for a shlamim shalai lishma, it's a good karban, since the first kavana was lishma. When a person brings a karban, he must have specific kavana for the karban. He must have kavana that's for the honor of Hashem, have kavana that it has the proper reach, and have kavana that he wants to please Hashem. And for an asham and a chatas, he should have kavana that it's a kapara for the avera that he's bringing it for. Rabbi Yossi says, even if one has no kavana for any of these things, he is still Yaitza, since Bezdin made a tanai that no kavana is needed, because Bezdin was afraid people would have kavana, but the wrong kavanas. So from here we have a raya that stama kilishma dami. If a person stam isn't thinking specifically lishma, but he's just stam thinking in general about the karban, then stama is considered lishma. Daf Gimel. By gittin, we also have to have lishma, and if the get is written stama, this is called shalai lishma. If a sefer writes up forms for gittin, which we call teifse gittin, he must leave certain things open. The name of the man has to be left blank, the name of the woman, the edim, the Zman, and space for Hare'at Muteres L'chol Adam. The Gemara says if a dead Sheretz fell into a Kli Cheres, anything else in the Keli also becomes Tamei. For example, if there's food in the Keli, it becomes Tamei as well. But if there's a second Keli in the first Keli that sticks out of it, for example, a pitcher in an oven, anything in the second Keli remains Tahar, since we say Tuma affects Teichai, but not Teich Teichai. Tuma only affects things that are within it, but not things that are within it, which is within it. The Gemara says if there's a mechitza in a room with a mace, food on the other side of the mechitza is kosher, since it's the derech to put a mechitza in a room with a mace. Masha'en kien in a kli cheres, it's tame, since it's not the derech to do this. If a shkita was done as a chatas for one chait, it can be used as a chatas for a different chait, since both chatais are both chatais. One is a chait and the other one is a chait. This is called lishma anyway. Masha'en kien, if it's shechted for Reuven, it cannot be used for Shimon. This is called Shinoi Bailim, and therefore it's not called Lishma, because the Pasuk says V'chiper Olav. It means Olav on him, but not Loi L'chavere, not for his friend. Daftala. The Shechita, or the Zvicha, must be done Lishma. This is learned from the Pasuk in Vayikra Gimel, Vim Zavach Shlamim Karbane. It tells us that the Zvicha must be specifically for that specific Shlamim, i.e. Lishma. Not only does Shechita have to be Lishma, but the Kabbalah, Hailacha and Zrika must also be Lishma. However, Shechita can be done by a Zar, someone who is not a Kayin, while the other three, the Kabbalah, Hailacha and Zrika, can only be done by a Kayin. Also, by Kache Kachin, the Kabbalah and the Shechita must be done in the northern part of the Azara. Just to give you a perspective on the Beis HaMikdash itself, when we talk about the Azara, when a person walked in to the Beis HaMikdash, they walked in through the Ezra's Nashim, then into the Shar Nikanor, and when you walked straight forward, going in a westerly direction, you came into the Azara. The Azara was this big area where the Mizbeach HaChitzain, the outer altar, which was in the Azara, was located. And this is the Mizbeach where the Karbanos, the Zvachim, and the Menachos were offered. The next area just beyond the Mizbeach was called the area of Bein HaUlam La Mizbeach, which then led into the Ulam. The Ulam is the entrance hall leading from the Azara into the Heichal. And the Heichal, of course, is the large hall which contained the Menorah, the Shulchan, and the Mizbeach HaPnimi. This is the special interior Mizbeach where the Keteres was brought. And just beyond that was the entrance to the Pareches, which then led into the Kodesh Kodashim. And that was really the end of the area of the Beis HaMikdash. And this is, of course, as we mentioned, going from the Azara, the Ulam into the Heichal and so on. This is moving from an easterly to a westerly direction. So we talk about the Azara, we're talking about this area where the Mizbeach was located. The Gemara says, although the four main Avodas must be done Lishma, some of the other Avodas are not Ma'akiv if they're not done Lishma. For example, if one of the Kohanim spills out the extra blood, this is not Ma'akiv. From the Pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Zayin, Zeis HaTaira, Lo'ayla, V'la Mincha, V'la Chatis, V'la Asham, Amiluim, Ulezavach Hashlamim, we learn that by all Karbanas, Shinoi Kodesh and Shinoi Bailim questions the Lishma. Dafei. By Yoledes, a person who has a baby, she must bring an Oila and a Chatas. If she brought her Chatas and then died, her Yarshim then bring the Oila, but not vice versa. Each of the Karbanas has special Chumras and Kulas of their own. The Gemara says if a person was Mafresh, two animals, for one chi of chatas, if he brings one for a kapara and then he dies, the second one is brought li'achar misa. If an asham was set aside and then the owner died, we let the animal go to pasture, and when it gets a mum, we redeem it. Finally, if someone left over a karban mincha to his sons and he died, it belongs to both of his sons, bishutfus. Davav. The halach of tmura does not apply to shutfin, since the pasuk uses a lashon of yachid by tmura. We learned that if a carbon is brought shalai lishma, the carbon is kosher, but the bailim is not yoitza his chiev and must bring a second carbon. But when he brings the first carbon, which is not kosher, and it's an asham, is it mechaper a little bit for the chait or not? The Gemara says it doesn't create any kapara at all. If a person was over an asay and is mafresh an animal for a carbon, and then he was over a second avera before the shechita, can the animal be mechaper for both or not? The Gemara answers, it's like by a chatas. It can only be mechaper for an avera done before the hafrasha, not after. Although a normal karban, oila, is mechaper for not doing a mitzvah saseh, but it isn't mechaper for not doing the mitzvah of smicha. Smicha is leaning on the karban, which is one of the things a person must do when he brings the karban. The Gemara asks, why are kifsei atzeres brought? This is the karban brought on Shavuos. My answer is, it's brought to be mechaper for the tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, if someone goes into the Beis HaMikdash when he's tameh. Daf Zayin. If there is a leftover karban tamid, according to Reb Shimon, it cannot be redeemed until it has a mum. But according to the Chachamim, it can be redeemed without a mum, since Bezdin makes a tnai. If it's needed as a tamid, it has kedushas haguf, and if not, it has kedushas damim. We therefore redeem it, and it becomes chulin. If a shchita on the taida of Reuven was done for the taida of Shimon, Rabba says it's kosher, and Reuven is yoytze his chiv, since lamaisa the carbon was shechted l'shem taida. Rav Chisda says it's pasul, since it wasn't brought l'shem Reuven. The Gemara says that if one sacrifices a carbon taida for the sake of another carbon taida, the carbon is nevertheless good. Rashi explains and brings down that there are four situations of deliverance for which a person is obligated to give thanks to Hashem. The Gemara is teaching that if, for example, one designated two karbanos taida, one in gratitude for his release from prison, and one in gratitude for his safe crossing of the sea, and he sacrificed the first karban, which was designated for his relief from prison, and with the second karban in mind, the karban is still good. Sacrificing a karban taida, which was designated for one event, with another event in mind, is not considered shalei lishma, since both karbanos are karbanos taida. The Gemara in Brachas, Daf Nun Dalet, Amud Beis, lists the following four situations for which a person is mechuyev to publicly recite the bracha of Goymel, to thank Hashem for his deliverance from danger. Number one, safely crossing the sea. Number two, safely crossing the desert. Number three, recovering from a grave illness. And finally, number four, liberation from captivity. The Gemara says, in general, if shechita is done shalei lishma, there is no excuse to do everything else shalei lishma. For example, they have to do the Kabbalah and the Zrika and so on, they have to be done lishma. How do we know that you need lishma by a Karban Pesach? And if you don't have it, it's ma'akev, because it says, Shmaras chedesh ha'aviv, yasisa Pesach. All you do must be lishem, Pesach has to be done lishma. Tavches. From various psukim we learn that all phases of bringing karbanas must be lishma, shchita, kabbalah, zrika, and halacha. And lishma also comes to disqualify shinei balim, and Shinei Kodesh. By Karban Pesach, during the proper Zman, after Chatzais and Erev Pesach, if it's brought Lishma, then it's Kosher. If it's brought Shalei Lishma, then it's Pasul. But the rest of the year, if a person brought a Karban Pesach L'Shem Pesach, then it's Pasul. But L'Shem Karban Acher, then it's Kosher. For example, if you brought it L'Shem Shlomim. Even if it wasn't brought specifically L'Shem Shlomim. Daftes. If something is Kachim Kalim, and we run into an issue with it, we push it to be a different kachim kalim, but we don't push it to be kachay kachim. We say that meiser pesach, left over from the pesach, can become karban shlomim. As the pasuk in Vayikra Gimel says, v'im min hatzayin karbane lezevach shlomim. Min hatzayin is a pesach, since pesach is a tzayin. If the avodah for one chatas was done l'shem a different chatas, it's still kosher, since all chatais are similar, and this isn't called a psul of Shinei Kodesh, i.e. Shalei Lishma. But if a mincha is brought with kavana for a zavach, i.e. something which is totally different, because a zavach is an animal and a mincha is flour, that's called Shinei Kodesh, and it's pasul, due to the lack of Lishma. The psul of Shinei Bailim only applies to a karban brought by Reuven with kavana for Shimon. But if someone had kavana to bring the karban for a mace, for someone who's dead, then it's still kosher, since a karban cannot be brought for a mace. The Mordechai, which is brought in the Tur, Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Seif Simen, Tav Reish Chaf Aleph, in the Magen Avram, brings the Gemara in Hyrius as a source for the fact that giving tztaka on behalf of a person who is nifter, as many people do by Yisker, serves as an atonement for the mace. The Gemara says if someone shechted a karban, and he did it lishma, but at that time he also had kavana to do the zrika shalei lishma, Rabbi Yochanan says it's pasul, since a machshava of shalei lishma for one avoida can be had while doing a different avoida, i.e. while doing shchita. He learns this from Pigel, that while doing the shchita, if one has kavana for chutz lizmanai, for a different avaida, or for eating it, then it's pasal. Reish Lakish says it's kosher, since we can't learn from pigel. Pigel is different, since the whole yisoid of pigel has to do with chutz lizmanai. Dafyod. This was also a machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rabba. Rav Nachman said pasal, Rabba said kosher, and Rabba was later chayzer. Just like a chatas shalei lishma is pasal, so to an asham which is shalei lishma is pasal, as we see from the pasuk which compares them in Vayikra, kechatas ka'asham, brought in Vayikra, Perek Zion. Father Rabbi Akiva said, any dam from a karban chitzain, which enters the heichal, is pasal. This applies to kachim kachim, or kachim kalim. The Chachamim say this din only applies to a chatas. Rabbi Ezra says it also applies to an asham. Daf Yud Aleph. Just like by a chatas, a person has to do smicha. He has to lean on the animal. So too by an asham, one must do smicha. If one separated an animal under age 1 for a Pesach, and then the 1 year limit has passed, so now it can only be brought as a shlamim. And during the zman of the Pesach, it was shechted, l'shem Pesach, Rabbi Eliezer says pasal, Rabbi Yeshua says kosher. The psul of shalei lishma only applies if one goes to a lower kedusha, not to a higher one. And finally, if someone eats tevel, this is a grains where no truma was taken off, then he's chayav misa. If a zar eats truma, then he's also chayav misa. The next Mishnah. A Pesach that was shechted shalei lishma on the morning of Erev Pesach, Rabbi Yeshua says it's kosher, since it's like shechting on Yud Gimel Nisan, which is chutz lizman, so it's kosher as a shlamim. Ben Becerra says it's pasul, since it was in fact shechted on Yudalad, and a psul of Karban Pesach is now a psul of shalei lishma. Shimon ben Azai had a Kabbalah from on the day that they made Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah the head of the yeshiva. On that day they said, all edible karbanas which were shechted shalei lishman are kosher, but they can't eliminate the chiv, the chayv of the bailam, except for a pesach and a chatas, where shalei lishma is pasal. But they added that even an oila would be pasal shalei lishma, since it isn't eaten, but the chachamim did not agree. Gemara. According to Ben Becerra, the entire day of Yudalad Nisan is the zman to bring the karban pesach. What about the pasuk of Bein Har Bayim, which is mashma only the afternoon is the chiyuv to bring the Karban Pesach? He says that it means between the two nights, the end of Yud Gimel to the end of Yud Dalad, this is all called the day of Yud Dalad. The last avoida of the day was the Hadlokas Neiris, since it says, Me'erev ad Boker. So any avoida only done by day, for example, the Kmitza or the Dam, cannot be done after the Hadlokas Neiris. Daf Yud Beis. Rabbi Yechanan says, even though the Zman Musaf is all day, a person can daven Musaf all day, and the Zman Mincha is only in the afternoon, so Mincha is after Musaf, but if one has a Chiyuv to daven both, he should daven Mincha first, because of the halacha of Tadir, v'she'ena Tadir, Tadir Kaidim. If the afternoon comes around and a person hasn't daven Musaf yet, he should first daven Mincha, since Mincha is davened every day, while Musaf is only davened on certain days, and since Mincha is davened more often than Musaf, Tadir, something which is davened all the time, the She'ena Tadir, something like Musaf, Tadir, Kaidim. The Tadir is done first. This is the same reason, for example, when we bench on Rosh Chodesh, which is Shabbos, we say Ritzeh before we say Al V'Yavai, because Tadir, V'She'ena Tadir, Tadir, Kaidim. We see here in the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan said that if one delays davening Musaf until the afternoon, when it's already the Zman for Mincha, he must first daven Mincha and then Musaf, because of Tadir, V'She'ena Tadir, Tadir, Kaidim. Taisvis in Brachas Daf Chav Ches Amar Aleph says that it's important, therefore, to make an effort on Yom Kippur to finish Shachris and Kriyas HaTorah before 6.5 hours of the day, or otherwise Mincha would have to be said before Musaf, as Rabbi Yechanan rules. Kuntres HaLadaf brings the Rambam, Hilchas Tefila Perek Gimel, who brings an opinion, his opinion, that in practice only an individual davening at home should do as Rabbi Yechanan rules and defer Musaf until after Mincha when davening late. However, at Tzibor, even if davening late, should not rearrange the standard order of tefillas, because otherwise people could get confused. He was concerned that someone may think that Mincha must always be recited prior to Musaf, even when davening before Chatzos. The halacha is that if one mistakenly misses tefillas Mincha, he should daven a second Shemoneh Esrei after Maariv to compensate for the missed Mincha, Tashlumin, but there is no such halacha of Tashlumin pertaining to Musaf. The Magen Avram and Aruch Chaim Seif Simen Reish Pei Vav thus contends that in a case where one delayed Musaf to the point where there is only enough time in the day to recite one Shemoneh Esrei, he should daven Musaf rather than Mincha. The Magen Avram reasons that in such a case, where one is confronted with a choice of having to forego either Musaf or Mincha, it's preferable to miss Mincha, despite the fact that it is Tadir. Because since the miss Mincha could be compensated for at night after Maariv via Tashlumin, whereas Musaf, if missed, cannot be compensated for. When Ida Behuda, there brought in Dagram El Vava, cites the Yerushalmi that seems to contradict the Magen Avraham, for the Yerushalmi says that if there is only enough time to daven one Shmon Esrei, one should opt for Mincha rather than Musaf, since Mincha is Tadir.